Welcome to the Morristown National Historical Park Winter Encampment Podcast Series. The idle winter months gave the soldiers opportunities to fraternize with local civilians. From Washington's staff in Morristown to the men at Jockey Hollow, the Continental Army and the population interacted as the months passed, bringing people of diverse regional and social backgrounds into contact. Friendships and romances flourished, as you will hear in the following accounts. January 8th, 1780.
Money is good for nothing. I could never have believed that the money would have been so low and passed as a currency. Only my washing bill is beyond the limits of my wages. I am now endeavoring to hire some woman to live in camp to do the washing for myself and some of the officers, though I am aware that many persons will tell the story to my disadvantage. But be that as it may, I am determined on it.
Lieutenant Colonel Ebenezer Huntington, Webb's Regiment, Stark's Brigade. January 10th, 1780.
We have, or will have, noble sleighing. The other day, I mean night, we tumbled over 2 sleigh load of ladies, helter-skelter, head over heels into the snow. As we are not far distant now, and the going excellent, you can easily, with a party of your own choosing, come to see us. We could entertain you with a drink of grog, if no more. We are now settled at Morristown very cleverly, where I expect we shall continue during the winter, and pass the time as agreeably as we can. You know, Mr. Tim Ford, he and I have got accidentally acquainted with each other, and amuse ourselves by speaking, composing, playing on the flute, smoking together, walking, etc., etc., etc.
Simeon DeWitt, Assistant Mapmaker, Morristown, to John Bogart, North Branch of the Raritan.
I give up my liberty to Miss Schuyler. She is a good-hearted girl, who I am sure will never play the termagant. Though not a genius, she has good sense enough to be agreeable. And though not a beauty, she has fine black eyes, is rather handsome, and has every other requisite of the exterior to make a lover happy. And believe me, I am lover in earnest, though I do not speak of the perfections of my mistress and the enthusiasm of chivalry.
Alexander Hamilton to Lieutenant Colonel John Lawrence.